Dodgers replay coming up at 7 o'clock. We are going to replay one of the great games in Dodger history, Game 5 of the 2017 NLCS. The Dodgers go to the World Series for the first time in 29 years, and a man that hit three home runs in that great game is joining us right now, and that is the one and only Kike Hernandez. Hi, Kike.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Are you having any Vasse withdrawals?
Definitely not.
I might have been the last guy to interview you in person.
I'm currently walking the dogs as we speak, and every time I have to pick up dog poop, I kind of think about you. So maybe I do have some withdrawals.
Well, I appreciate that. Any way that you're thinking of me, I'll take it. Now, if you don't follow Kike on social media, what's wrong with you, number one? Number two, you're missing out on that great mustache that he has grown. And I guess the only way to describe it, Kike, is very 70s and early 80s. What made you go that route?
There's no barbershops open. So my hair is, starting to get out of control. My facial hair was starting to get out of control, so I started trimming everything. And I had a goatee, but the chin was too long, and, it was a lot of bad combinations. And then I removed everything and kept the stash, and it looked wonderful. It looked glorious. It looked like I belong in that last Dodger World Championship team. My wife said that it doesn't look as bad as it should, so I guess that's her way of giving me the green light, as long as we're still under lockdown. And it's a little bit hard to recognize myself every time I look at myself in the mirror, but we're going strong with stash.
I love it, and I hope you keep it whenever baseball starts again. I hope we have that stash unveiled.
Maybe.
And by the way, you're right. Two great ways to describe it, glorious and very Kirk Gibson-like. So I agree with you. That's
for
a
sure.
Great call.
Yeah.
Hey, Kike, tonight we're replaying that Game 5 of the 2017 NLCS. Nobody will ever forget that game, and nobody will ever forget that you had three home runs in that game. Is that, for you, maybe the crowning moment of your career to date? I know there's a lot of career left, but is that game the most special to you?
Without a doubt, obviously, big league debut is up there. There's a lot of different good memories that I have in my career. First opening day, obviously, as far as meaningful and impactful game, obviously game 5 of the NLCS was cool. Game 2 of the World Series that year, tying the game in the 9th inning, probably as big an at-bat. Haven't had a bigger at-bat than that one in my career. Too bad we lost that game, but those are the few moments that that I'll always be able to remember vividly. Every time I close my eyes and try to think about it, I'm going to see everything as it was that day.
Everybody's watching The Last Dance. They just showed it last weekend, how the Chicago Bulls had to get over that hump of beating the Detroit Pistons. That year in 2017, did you feel like there was something extra special since you guys beat the Cubs, the other National League team that you had faced so many times that was standing in your way and eliminated you the year before?
100%. Not only did they eliminate us the year before, but they also won the World Series. So, to be the best, you got to beat the best, I guess. And we did that. At the end of the day, we didn't accomplish the whole goal. But, at the time, it was pretty special to be able to, beat those guys, kind of like a little revenge from the year before. And I guess it did add a little bit of an incentive.
Hey, speaking of not reaching that goal, you guys were shortchanged two straight years by two cheating teams. They've been proven to cheat. What was your thoughts about what you saw come out from the commissioner about the Red Sox and knowing two teams were stealing signs using technology?
I don't know. I guess Sir Rob knew the whole time what he was going to do, and he waited this long to come out with it. I don't know. I don't really have too much. I haven't thought about it too much, to be honest. I don't really care, and at the same time, we have bigger issues going on around the world to be thinking about something that happened 2 years ago.
That's fair. Maybe that's why the timing of it was when it was. And I'm curious, how are you staying sharp? How are you staying safe? How are you keeping yourself healthy during this time?
Working out. Monday through Friday, working out, trying to get some workouts in, and taking it as a late December, early January kind of routine to where, we're still trying to get stronger, but at the same time, with not that crazy load, just think, because right now the weird part is that we don't know when or if we're going to start again. So, I'm taking it as if for some reason they tell us, hey, we're starting in 2 days or something like that, I'm perfectly fine to just be able to put my cleats on and run around with cleats on for the rest of the season or whatever. But I feel good. We're hitting twice a week. Hitting is a little harder, obviously, because you got to go to the cage, and obviously there's not many cages open right now, and we were able to find a facility that's opening just for us twice a week, and we're able to get our work in, and hopefully things start going back to normal here in the next few weeks, and we're able to get together as a team again and hopefully get a season in.
Have you heard of any real plan for players to get back on the field, Kike, or is it all just speculation?
Man, I don't even know anymore. I feel like all these guys are just, every time they hear a little gossip here and there, they're going to write about it and print it out so that if, just in case that was the plan, they were the first one to have it available. But there's been 27 plans already out there that some of these writers have tweeted about. And I guess that's our source of information right now is Twitter. We know the same as the public, general public does. So the Players Union gives us a call and gives us something concrete. There's honestly nothing going on. And all of this is just pure speculation and the race for being first.
Yeah, I thought everybody learned their lesson after the trade that didn't happen with Jock and Strip, but I guess not.
It'll never change, and that's on everybody. Everybody giving social media big importance and believing everything you see out there. So, but man, I don't know. We haven't heard anything whatsoever. Every time there's a new plan on Twitter, the union reaches out to us to let us know that MLB hasn't come to talk to us about it. There's no formal proposal. So what you guys just read means nothing. And that's where we're at until they tell us otherwise, I guess.
Did you have the feeling in spring training before all this took place, I know in 2017, a lot of people around the team felt like there was something special already in spring training. Did you feel that way this spring training with the group of players that were together?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that. I've said it a few times. This would have been my sixth year with the Dodgers. I've been a part of a team that's won 5 straight division titles. We've lost in the NLDS twice, got to lost to the Cubs in 16, and then was able to play in 2 World Series. And, it's a team that's accomplished a lot. Obviously, we haven't won a World Series, but at the end of the day, we've accomplished a lot. There's a reason why only like 8 teams go to the playoffs every year, and we've been able to be there every year in, year out. But I think this team by far is the best team that I've been a part of. And we were all really excited. We all shared that sentiment, and we all were on the same page. We all knew how special the group of guys were, at least on paper. But it doesn't matter how good you are on paper, you still got to get that job done. And, we were all in it together, and it was really exciting times. And hopefully we can still get a season in and to see what this group of guys can accomplish.
How important is it for you to get a season in, just not only from a team standpoint, but from a personal standpoint? There is that chance that, you know, as a free agent after this season, you may not wear a Dodger uniform again. And how much does that go through your mind, since we have so much time to think about so many things?
Obviously it's inevitable. When you think about it, even when you're not trying to, it comes and creeps in the back of your mind. But I think more than just the personal standpoint is, like, I don't want game 5 last year's NLDS to be, you know, the last taste, if that's the case. And I just for whatever reason, I don't get my back. Like, I want to win a World Series, you know, and with this team, you know, we have as good a chance as anybody to do that. So it'd be awesome that, you know, if this is it for me and Dodger Blue, then it'd be awesome to go out, you know, with racing that trophy and having the last Dodgers thing be that parade in Los Angeles. That'd be awesome. That'd be really, really special.
It would be special, no matter what the circumstances are. And Kiki, I'll let you go. But before I let you go, I know you and Mariana are doing great. How are your parents doing? How are your family in Puerto Rico doing, dealing with this?
They're doing all right. They're on the same boat. They've been locked in their homes for 6-7 weeks now. And I guess the part that sucks for them is at least my mom, my grandma from my dad's mom, she's been staying with my parents, but my parents live 7 houses away from my grandparents, from my maternal grandparents, and they haven't been able to, like, really, really see each other in, you know, 7 weeks now, and they literally live on the same street. But that's, you know, that's part of what's going on around the world, and I'm sure most of the people are going through the same thing, and, you know, at least they're near each other, that they can walk by their houses and at least, you know, say hi from like inside the garage and like 20 feet away from each other. But you know, we'll all get through it together.
Yes, we will. The light is there at the end of the tunnel, and can't wait to see you on the field, even if it's not in person. Hopefully we'll hear the games on the radio and see on TV. And thanks a lot for taking the time out, and I'm happy that we could celebrate one of many great games that you've had for the Dodgers tonight. So thank you, and stay safe.
Appreciate it, Dave. You too. Anything for you, brother.
Appreciate that. Feel the same way about you, Kike. You're the man. Thank you.
So special.
Go pick up some poop and think about me.
All right, I will do that.
There he goes, Kike Hernandez, a great guy.